Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Broke Girl Society podcast. I'm your host, Christina. Thank you so much for listening in or possible watching, depending on what platform you found this on. I'm going to upload this to TikTok and the YouTube channel, The Bet Free Life. So if you're watching it there, hi, you can see me. But if you're just listening it on audio, hi, you can hear me. So, all right. Well, this is the start of a new limited series. It's the Broke Girl Society Foundations of Recovery. And this is where I'm going to share things that have helped me get to where I'm at in my own recovery. There are things that you can find doing your own step work, working within a program of recovery. You can find them in books and other things. I'm just trying to simplify this and talk about things that are crucial to my own foundation of recovery. I'm over 3 years in recovery, and I think this would have been helpful for me if I had found it. So I thought I'm going to share it here. So, all right. So what are we're going to be focusing on are just these key pieces that help us build a life that we don't want to escape from. So before we get started, let me give a shout out to my sponsors. We are sponsored by the Better Institute, where people go to get better. You can find more information about their service, their gambling certified therapist at betterinstitute.com. And we're also sponsored by Birch's Health. They're an online gambling therapy platform. They have gambling certified therapists all across the nation. You can find more information about their therapists and their services at birchshealth.com. So here we go. Let's get started. All right. So the first piece that I think we all have to come to is acceptance. And let's just go into the definition of acceptance. In its broadest sense, it refers to the act of acknowledging or recognizing something as valid, true, or inevitable. It involves embracing the reality of a situation, circumstance, or aspect of oneself without resistance or denial. Acceptance can apply to various aspects of life, including personal challenges, relationships, changes, and external circumstances. In the context of addiction recovery, acceptance involves acknowledging the presence of a problem, taking responsibility for one's actions, and embracing the need for change. It is a fundamental step in the process of recovery as it enables individuals to confront their own challenges honestly and make positive changes in your life. Overall, acceptance involves a willingness to confront reality as it is, without judgment or resistance, and to respond to it in a constructive and adaptive manner. It can be a powerful tool for our own personal growth, our healing, and our resilience. So let's talk about what that means and some aspects of acceptance in specifically gambling recovery. So the first part or the first piece of acceptance is acknowledging the problem. Acceptance begins with acknowledging that gambling has become a problem in our life. This involves reflecting on just the negative consequences of our gambling. It's better to kind of really look at where it's impacted our life, whether it's financial difficulties, relationships, even the emotional stress that we put on ourselves, the physical stress that we put on ourselves. Like, there's so many ways that our gambling can impact us. And even if it's not impacting you maybe financially, it's impacting you maybe we're in areas of employment or areas of relationships. Like, we're not all going to have the same ways that it impacts us. Most of us can probably agree to the financial aspect, the relationship aspect, but it may be impacting you in other ways. And so it's important to kind of recognize that. So another piece to that is taking responsibility. Acceptance involves taking ownership of one's actions. Okay, so another piece to this is taking responsibility. Acceptance involves taking ownership of our actions and of recognizing the gambling behavior is a choice. Even though I know that it doesn't feel like a choice at times, it's really kind of coming to that realization that it is a choice. Like, we choose to pick up the phone and log in, or we choose to get in the car and drive. It is trying to hone back into that, even though it feels compulsive and feels like it's not a choice. At the end of the day, it is a choice, and it's accepting that. And this means accepting the responsibilities for the consequences of our gambling harm and the impact it has on ourselves and others. And this one's kind of a hard one to really wrap our head around because there is so much pain and, you know, a lot to really work through when it comes to this piece. So when I'm going through all this, and if you're in the beginning stages of this, take it slow, work with a therapist, do what you need to as you're working through all these different things to find your acceptance. So this is a really important piece as well, letting go of denial. I don't know how many times I told myself, oh, I can control this. It's not a problem. I can't even count the number of times that that's happened. But denial is, it's a common defense mechanism when we're not ready to kind of look at what we're doing and the behavior of it, or to let go of the relationship with gambling. It can prevent us from recognizing the severity of our problem. And acceptance for this, you know, requires of letting go of this denial or this way of thinking about our gambling and facing the reality of our situation very honestly. And again, working with a therapist can really help you get to this piece, or even a sponsor if you're somebody that's part of a 12-step program. So next would be embracing change. And for some people, change is really, really hard. And it doesn't happen overnight. None of this is going to happen overnight. But as you start to recognize all the other pieces, like taking responsibility, letting go of denial, the change starts to come with that. So acceptance opens up that door a little bit easier by allowing us to recognize our own needs for help and support to get us to that point. And there's so many ways that you can find help and support in the gambling harm community. I mean, Facebook has tremendous amounts of gambling recovery support pages. You know, the Broke Girl Society has one. If you're a female or identify as a female, it's an extremely supportive place. Women Gamblers in Recovery, also a great space for women who are trying to understand what's going on with them and in their, you know, recovery. And then, but there's so many other groups out there that have both male and female options and, you know, lots of things. There's places like Reddit. The problem gambling thread on Reddit is amazing. There's extremely supportive there. Lots of people who understand what you're going through. And there's lots of like websites like gamblerslimrecovery.com. They have meetings 24/7. So there is plenty of places that you can find additional support so that you know that you're not alone. And this is going to take us to probably one of the most important pieces in recovery, period. And it's building self-compassion, because it's so easy for us to sit there and say, oh, I can't believe I did this. I'm so awful. I don't deserve it. You know, the help and hope that recovery is offering me. I can't believe I did this, and carrying around the shame and that guilt. But acceptance involves showing ourselves compassion and understanding towards our past and what we've done and what we're going through. And it's recognizing that we can overcome. And even though it's going to be challenging, it's accepting that if I continue to work hard, I continue to show up for myself, I can overcome this. And there are so many people who have paved the way for us to know how to do this, like who have really shown us that, hey, you can recover from this. This isn't something that has to impact you for the rest of your life. And, you know, that self-care and reminding yourself what a beautiful person you are, that you are a good person. You just got sidetracked a little bit. That's a huge piece. And so, yeah, self-compassion. We always need to be kind to ourselves. So in conclusion for this little short series, acceptance in recovery is about facing the reality of our situation with honesty, courage, and openness to change. That's the key piece, right? We got to be willing to accept where we're at, and we've got to be willing to make those changes and do the work. By embracing acceptance, we can take the first steps towards reclaiming control of our lives and building a healthier, happier future, a life that we don't want to escape from. So thanks everybody for listening to the first little limited series of Foundations of Recovery. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. I have a new episode coming out in a few days. Thanks so much.